All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Good to be here.
So today we're digging into something pretty central, I think, to careers, maybe even life in general, personal brand.
Ah, yes, the personal brand. Lots of chatter about that usually.
For sure. And our mission for this Deep Dive is to really unpack some specific thoughts on how you actually cultivate that brand. We're looking at insights from Rupesh Jain.
Right. Presented as Rupesh Delsay, which translates to Rupesh from the heart.
Exactly. And the source material, it uses hashtags like hashtag Rupesh Delsay and hashtag life experience. So it really signals these aren't just like abstract ideas.
No, they're framed as coming directly from his own lived experience, his journey.
And the specific bit we're diving into is titled Cultivating Personal Brand Through Consistency.
Consistency. That word already hints at a different angle, doesn't it? Not intensity or breakthroughs.
Totally. And that's the core idea here. The source argues your personal brand. Well, it isn't really built by those huge one-off wins or super intense bursts of activity.
So not the viral post or the massive project launch necessarily.
Apparently not, or at least that's not the foundation. The source says personal brand is fundamentally a byproduct
Okay, a byproduct. That's interesting. A byproduct of what then?
of sustained consistency. That's the key phrase. It's the result of how you consistently show up over the long haul.
Day after day, week after week, like the cumulative effect.
Precisely. So it's less about that one week of all-nighters and more about reliability over time. The source highlights consistency in four key things.
Let me guess. Action is one.
Action is definitely one, but also intent, thoughts, and output. It's about aligning all of those consistently.
So it's deeper than just doing the same tasks. It's about the why and the how behind the action being consistent too. Your thinking, your goals.
That seems to be the idea, that internal alignment, that consistency in your intent and thought process, that's what really builds the solid foundation for your actions and what you produce.
Makes sense. You can't fake that long term, right?
Probably not. And there's another really crucial layer the source adds. It's not just about being consistently, say, good at something.
Okay, what else?
It also requires the ability to acknowledge and improve on your weakness for years. That's a direct quote, basically.
Wow, okay, so consistency plus self-improvement. Consistent self-improvement.
Exactly. It's not static. Building the brand means consistently looking at where you're weak, acknowledging it, and then consistently working on it.
And for years, it says. That emphasizes the long-term nature again. It's not a quick fix. It's a continuous process of refinement.
Right, so it's active, not passive. It requires constant self-awareness and this commitment to getting better over a really extended period.
This perspective, which the source links to hashtag life experience and notes its relevance in places like hashtag corporate life, another hashtag used it, really does shift things, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, it moves away from just like performance moments, look at this big win, towards the underlying process. The reliable, steady, improving effort.
Yeah, it's less about the highlight reel and more about the daily practice.
And if you think about trust, especially in a professional context, that rings true, you know? What builds real trust?
It's usually not the one heroic act, is it? It's the person who delivers reliably, whose quality is predictable, who follows through.
Exactly. And someone who, when they mess up, they own it and you see them trying to get better. That consistent effort plus the self-awareness to improve. That's what shapes how people see you, your brand.
So, bringing this back to you, our listener, this suggests that, yeah, big moments get attention, but the real work of building your brand.
It happens in the quiet consistency, aligning your intent, thoughts, actions, output, day in, day out.
And constantly working on those weaknesses year after year. It's forged in that daily discipline, not just under the spotlight.
So the key takeaway from the source is pretty clear. Focus on the long game. Consistent alignment, consistent self-improvement. Forget the occasional bursts of intensity as the main strategy.
Which leaves us with a final thought, maybe a provocative one for you. If this source is right, and personal brand is built slowly, steadily, through consistent effort and self-awareness over years.
How are you approaching it?
Yeah. Are you focused on that daily consistency, that long-term work on yourself? Or are you maybe waiting or, primarily chasing those big, intense moments?
Definitely something to chew on regarding your own journey.
Indeed. Well, that's our deep dive for today on cultivating personal brand through consistency, drawing from Rupesh Jain's insights.
Hope it gave you a useful perspective.
Thanks for joining us.